In a media blitz on U.S. airwaves, Secretary Kerry described the accord as a first step towards a possible peaceful resolution of Iran's nuclear ambitions.
This negotiation is not the art of fantasy or the art of the ideal. It's the art of the possible, which is verifiable and clear in its capacity to be able to make Israel and the region safer. And while we go through these next 6 months, we will be negotiating the dismantling. We will be negotiating the limitations. But you can't always start where you want to wind up.
The secretary stressed that the agreement is based on rigorous verification, not trust.
So we have no illusions. This is not going to change in one fell swoop and overnight. We have a long building process to engage in here. We need to put to test Iran's words and intentions without any cobwebs, without any, you know, false assumptions, without any illusions. This is a hard road. And we will stand by Israel 100%.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blasted the agreement as a historic mistake. Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss said the accord falls short of the international community's overriding goal.
Nothing in what Secretary Kerry just said moves us in the direction of preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
The senator also objected to any relaxation of economic pressure against Iran.
I think you're going to see a strong movement in the United States Senate to move ahead to tighten sanctions. We've trusted the Iranians before, just like the North Koreans on nuclear issues, and what have we gotten for it?
Late Saturday, President Barack Obama described sanctions relief as modest and subject to cancellation if Tehran does not meet its commitments. Secretary Kerry said the accord is far preferable to having Iran unconstrained in its nuclear activities. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.